Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Be Uncluttered. I'm Rebecca Mazzino and with me is Tara Tuttle, and together we are going to help you on your journey to a life free of clutter.
Okay, so today we are going to talk about handbags. And for those of you that have been listening along but haven't actually started doing any decluttering yet, this is a really good place for you to start from. It's not a big project, something you can do in front of the TV, or you can sit down and take 10 minutes to go through it. And it's a great way to start building that decluttering muscle that we were talking about, get a little win on the board and feel the joy from that, and then you can go on to bigger and better projects.
Yeah, it's a nice little contained project, isn't it? It's something that doesn't have a huge impact on any other spaces or isn't impacted by any other spaces. So it's a nice, easy, not necessarily easy, but it's a nice contained one.
So I wanted to do a little bit of research into handbags and what
I love all your research. I just want to tell everyone, like right now, I'm going to be really honest, and I've already told Tara this, but I am really tired tonight. We're recording at night and I'm not functioning very well, and I'm so glad. But Tara has done all this prep for this episode and she's got a whole lot of quotes and she's got stats, and I'm flying blind and it's probably going to be obvious, but I'm very grateful for Tara right now. So, okay, go Tara. Wow them all. Well, you've done all this prep.
Yeah, I just, you know me, I like to be prepared. So I went looking, I was like, are there studies out there that say what junk people keep in their handbags? Like, I know what I keep in mine, but I might not be representative of the population. So Pilot Pen in Australia, and for those of you that aren't familiar with Pilot, it's just a brand of pen or biro, like a Sharpie. And they conducted a survey of 1,500 Australian women to figure out what we put in our handbags. So some of the results were quite interesting. 35%, or just under 35% of women, spend a whopping 81 days over their lifetime searching for things in their handbags.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked by that. Says that they can spend up to 5 minutes per day rummaging around their handbag trying to find keys and other lost things. And yeah. I think, yeah, that's probably pretty right. I know that I will be searching for one particular lipstick or a pen or something, and it might only be 20 seconds here. Then I go to the shops and need to find my car keys, and then I, you know, and I'm like, if you add it up, all those minutes over the day and over your lifetime, 81 days, that's amazing.
Like,
I could save 3 months of my life.
Yeah, but how would you save it though? Well, like, we'll work out how to save it now, won't we? What's we're going to talk about today is how to save that 81 days. But yeah, keys are my thing. Like, the keys are the one, like, they're right there. I just had them. I literally just had them. And there's so many times where I've actually put them back in the slot they're meant to be in and I still can't find them because I don't know why, I'm looking in the wrong slot or something like that. But, yeah, the keys get me all the time.
I know, and the worst part is you can hear them. I can hear mine jangling. I'm like, I know you're in there. I think it's because they're heavy and they just kind of sink through all the other stuff, and it's like.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. Yeah. You know how people used to have those keychain things or like the little carabiners and hook stuff on their jean pockets? I think I need to bring them back into fashion and hook my keys.
Everyone will hear you coming.
Yep. So beyond that 35% stat, they said almost 20% of women spend 10 minutes a day searching through their handbags. So that's twice our first stat. So that's 162 days of their life. So the 35% is the majority that I have lost stuff and spend time searching. But then the next stat down, yeah, almost 20% spend 10 minutes a day or 162 days of their life. And then only 3.7% of women actually said that they knew where to find everything in their handbag. And I so wish I was one of those, but I'm not. Sometimes I feel like I'm close, but it definitely doesn't stay that way. Aside from the wallet or purse, the most common items that people would store in their handbag were pens, which is obviously the reason this company decided to do it, smartphones, and then makeup were the top of the list for the things that people carry in their handbags. And I think that's pretty accurate. That's pretty reflective.
Yep. Yeah. It's certainly familiar to me. I don't have much in my handbag. I used to be a massive, I was a little scout, just wanted to have everything just in case I needed it sometime. Mm-hmm. And I've really simplified and minimized in recent years. So,
well, good. So we're going to get to that in a minute, and I'm going to ask you to tell me everything that's in your handbag.
Oh, okay.
But first,
while you're talking, I'll try and remember.
I found a quote from Billy Connolly. And he says, a woman's mind is as complex as the contents of her handbag. Now, I don't know if we look at that, Beck, that's suggesting that you're pretty simple.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's a compliment or not.
but I think I kind of agree. Like, I have this feeling that generally a woman's handbag is a bit of a reflection of her inner state, because quite often, you know, you see a handbag, beautiful object, beautiful item, looks very well put together, but then inside is complete chaos. And I think sometimes that's, you know, a bit of a mirror image of our personal states, that on the outside we're presenting well, but inside it's just
overloaded.
Chaos. What do you think? Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so too. Apart from the logistics of handbags actually being very difficult to keep organized because they're just mostly one big cavern, I do agree that it is reflective of what's going on, and the more cluttered your handbag is, probably the more cluttered your brain is.
But chicken and the egg, is your handbag cluttered because your brain's cluttered? Is your brain cluttered because your handbag's cluttered?
Or are they completely unrelated and we have no causation whatsoever?
Yeah, possibly. Maybe I need to do some more research into that. So I'm going to sit here in confessional and tell you what I keep in my handbag. And it's not too bad now. I think we'll get to it later about some of the different bags I've had, but now I have a large bag. I feel like I have to keep it organized, or I could lose half a day trying to find things in there. So I keep up some makeup items, but they're in a zippered pocket, and I was very selective when I purchased this handbag to make sure I need lots of pockets, or enough to contain things, not so much that there's 20 pockets and I don't know which pocket things are in, but I didn't want just one big hollow. So I have my makeup in a little zippered pocket at the back, band-aids. Now, you could fall over into a prickle bush and then roll down a hill and have up to 1,000 cuts and scrapes. I probably have enough band-aids to patch up every one of those little scrapes. I have the little round ones, the long ones, the skinny. I have ones with Mickey Mouse. I've got princess ones, and they're for my nieces and nephews because they don't like the plain ones. I have ones made out of bamboo. That's my weak point, lots of band-aids. I keep a shopping list in there for the week, business cards, they're in a little pocket as well. I have my regular purse, and then I have a small coin purse because I keep my coins separate to my purse. I have a pack of mints, as in breath mints, not, you know, a packet of beef mints for bolognese.
That would be smelly.
That wouldn't go too well. I have one of those folded up reusable shopping bags with a little clip on them, because I never seem to have enough. The bags that I take to the supermarket with me, I still never take it off, and so I always end up pulling that one out as well. I have a mini sunscreen bottle, sunglasses, hand cream. Sometimes can be two different varieties of hand cream. At the moment it's just one. Two pens, a blue one and a red one. I don't know why I keep red, in case like I just need to mark something, but there's a red one in there as well.
If some random person desperately needs their homework marked.
Yeah, that's it. I am ready to go with my red pen. And then I keep my diary in there, and then usually before I leave the house, I'll grab my notebook as well, my keys, which live on a little key rack in my house, a water bottle, and then quite often I'll put an apple in there as well. And then so sometimes the apple doesn't always come back out for a couple of days, which can be a bit dire. So that's pretty much it. That's my my husband has been known to refer to my handbag as the caravan because he believes we could go away for a night and have pretty much everything in there that we need to keep us alive. But I find that I quite often will keep things. If they're not in pockets in my handbag, I will have little bags within my bag to try and keep that stuff a little bit separate. So yeah. That's me, Beck. What about you? Confession time. What do you keep in your handbag?
Okay. Well, firstly, I want to say that I used to keep all of the things that you keep. I used to do this exactly the same thing as you. I'd have a big bag and I'd have the things separated out into Ziploc bags so that they didn't all get jumbled in the bottom. But I've gone really minimalist and I've changed systems because I've got several handbags because I like to change depending on what I'm wearing sometimes and sometimes the weather and things like that. So I've got about four standard ones and they live in a basket inside a cupboard in my family room. And that's the cupboard there is a point to this story, trust me. That's the cupboard that is under my stationery drawer. And I think you've seen my stationery drawer, Tara, because you've have a poke through there. And that drawer holds some like what I call personal items as well. So what I have done is instead of having a whole big handbag full of stuff, I just fill my handbag on the day as I'm leaving from my little storage from the stationery drawer. So what I have, I mean, I don't empty it regularly. And so now that I'm thinking the handbag that I used today has got my purse in it. It has got a pair of glasses and it's got some glasses cleaning wipes. It's got a lipstick in it and a pen. And that's
what color? That's important.
Black. I only use black pens. It's a bullet journaling thing. Like all my bullet journal layouts are all done in black pen, and so if I write in it with a blue pen, it just spoils the whole aesthetic. So like on this black pen. So yeah, black pens. You won't find any blue pens ever in my bag unless I've accidentally stolen some poor receptionist's biro. So yeah, black pen. So that's pretty much all that's in it. And then as I'm leaving, and sometimes the lipstick comes out and goes into another bag. Sometimes it just stays in there because I wear one lipstick color with the same lipstick every day. When I go out, I just put two layers on. So that's the only difference. And I've got about four or five because I buy them in bulk. And so they'll often have just like, I'll have one lipstick in each of my four handbags. And so that kind of just stays in there. The pens as well, usually just one in each handbag and they stay in there. My glasses will move back and forth. My wallet moves back and forth. Occasionally there'll be a bottle of Panadol will go in there if I'm, headachy or something. And what else do I sometimes take with me? Again, sometimes I'll take mints and other times I don't have any, so I don't. But those kinds of things, the spare lipsticks, extra lipsticks, the pens, the Panadol, I think that's about all. Those things all live in that stationery drawer. So as I'm loading my bag up, if I notice that there isn't a pen in my bag, I'll add one from the drawer. If I notice there's no lipstick, I'll add one from the drawer. And that's about it. So I'm really quite minimalist. I don't have business cards. I scan all my business cards into my phone and throw them out. I don't keep many like loyalty cards as well. I get rid of most of those. They're all in an app on my phone. Oh, obviously my phone goes in my bag as well. And my diary or my bullet journal is too big for most of my bags, so I just carry that. And I've got like a briefcasey kind of bag for when I do workshops and things like that, that all my IT stuff goes in, and my notepad for when I've got work with clients. So that sort of is always packed for client workshops or client sessions. I don't take shopping bags, don't take sunscreen, don't take any coin things, don't take Band-Aids, hair ties, I don't take any makeup apart from lipstick.
Well, as long as you're with me, you don't need Band-Aids, baby. I got you covered.
You have. And makeup. I think we have similar skin tones. So I think we'd be all right with the makeup too. Yeah. But there's sometimes I wish, like I'll look in the mirror and I'll go, oh, I need some concealer, but I don't have any, so I just shrug and carry on. But yeah, minimalist for me. I take as little as possible in my bag and try to pack it on the day rather than leaving it loaded up with everything.
You know what? Marie Kondo would be so happy with you.
Yes.
That you unpack your bag at the end of the day. I thought that was so weird, but that's you.
It is a bit me. You're a
clever one. Yeah, so I have my handbag and generally it will last me for a year. Sounds terrible. It doesn't wear out. Quite often I will donate it because I like to get a handbag for my birthday.
Ah, yeah.
That's my thing. Mm. So quite often I'll get hubby and the kids, I might give them a short list of my favourites because it's got to have enough pockets and enough room and the right size handles, because the ones that are just the handles are so tiny you can only put it up your arm but you can't put it over your shoulder.
I hate that.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, can't cope with that.
Yeah.
So I will quite often shortlist it and go, here's like five handbags I'd really love, and then they'll – or sometimes, like the one I've got at the moment, last year I went shopping and I said, I bought my present from you today. Here you go. You guys can wrap it and I'll get it back in a week. That'd be great.
That's awesome.
So quite often, and then I've got like a whole stack of clutches and like little purses and stuff for going out, which I'll decant my big bag into my little bag to go out. But generally day to day.
You've got the caravan.
This year it's red. So anything that doesn't go with my red caravan, bad luck.
You don't wear it for a whole year.
Yeah, that's it. It'll be worn next year when I have a pink bag or something. So I have a bit of a horror story about my handbag. I used to be really horrendous, just chuck everything in. And then I guess when your kids are a certain age too, you carry lots of kids' stuff, but it would be like, you know, you're walking into the garage to hop in the car and I'd find a kid's random sock on the ground and you'd pick it up and stick it in your handbag. Yeah, the kids would give you, you know, half a sucked lollipop and that would go in your handbag. And, you know, and it was – and so mine used to just be like a science project going on in there with all sorts of random cultures growing.
Yeah, I remember those days. You know,
a half a pack of sultanas in the bottom and
food,
all that stuff.
Yeah, half a pear.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yep. And I remember, so it was my first ever decluttering job. Not the couple of women that, you know, made me think about decluttering as part of my service offerings, but someone that I had pitched to as declutterer. And I went to their house and I think we had started on the kitchen, and it was my youngest daughter had been, I can't remember if she had a cold or coughing or something. She was not really well. If I had nothing on that day, I possibly would have let her stay home from school. Mm. But I was like, no, you go. I've got work today. Sent her off, and I walked into my client's house and said, oh, I'll keep my phone near me because I'm, you know, and I'll just, you know, warn you that the school might call, in which case I might have to go and duck off and pick up my daughter, and then we'll, you know, pick up this session tomorrow or another time that's convenient. So I thought I'd put my phone in my pocket or whatever. Anyway, we're midway through her declutter and my handbag starts ringing and she was right over near where my handbag was, and I'm up a ladder trying to get some trinkets out the back of a cupboard.
Oh,
and she goes, oh, I'll grab your phone for you so that you can so that you can answer it in case it's the school. And I was just like, it was slow motion, like, no, like leaping off of the, because I was like, if this lady sees my handbag, the inner workings of my handbag, she's going to march me straight out of here and demand a refund, because that is not presenting an image that, of someone that is decluttered or has any control over their life or should have any control over anyone else's, because it was like, she can't. Anyway, she did. Her hand went down into the murky slime that was my handbag, rummaging around for my phone, and I was just like mortified. And I think I did recover. She never said anything, but I'm pretty sure she was judging me from that point on.
Well, watching you closely.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I went home that day and I was like, this will not do. Mm. I cannot have this anymore. So that was for me, that was my defining moment. And while I still have ample stuff in my bag, I don't carry around, you know, half eaten bits of food. And I regularly clean out my handbag now, and that's why I have lots of little compartments and all the things that it's still full, but it's organized full rather than just
chaos,
you know, risk your life diving in there. Mm. Have you ever had a handbag horror moment?
I don't think so. I mean, when you were saying before that you throw an apple in your bag, I often throw a banana in, and you know how bananas, like, they're awesome, they've got their own container, like, you don't have to wrap them in anything, but if you don't eat it that day, your whole bag will smell like banana for a week. And that's so that's one of the things that does happen to me, is sometimes the banana will live in there for a day or two, and then I'll really regret not eating it that first day. So that's sort of probably one of the main things. But no, even though I'm not naturally organized, I've always been fastidious about my handbag. And I remember when I just had Zoe, so 16 years ago, and one of the mums in my mum's group, who's one of my dearest friends, Monique, she used to laugh at me because I would bring every single thing imaginable. I had this backpack with every little, all the compartments, and I just had the ultimate baby bag, and it was fully stocked with everything. And she used to laugh at me all the time. And I remember saying to her one day, yeah, but when you don't have a nappy, who do you turn to? And she just says, yeah, fair enough. But she would just throw a nappy and like a couple of wipes into her handbag, and just off she'd go for the day, you know. And for me, it's like, I can't do that. I'd have to be, you know, completely prepared for everything. And so, yeah, she used to tease me about that. I'm definitely a recovered over-preparer. And when I was working, I remember people teasing me, and this was before kids, teasing me about my Ziploc bags inside my handbags because they were all super organized. Even though I wasn't particularly organized at that stage of my life, my handbag was.
Mm.
But I can't think of any horror stories.
Oh, well, that's good. Mine's scary enough for both of us. Hopefully no one has nightmares tonight.
I thought you were going to tell the story about the time you had to use eyeliner instead of a pen.
that was a different client.
Well, actually, some horror stories. It wasn't the same.
I'm glad. I've come a long way since those early days.
Yeah.
Oh, if any of those people listen now, they'll be like, yep, we remember. Oh. We remember Tara when she started out.
But it just hopeless. It makes. I mean, we're human, aren't we? You know, we lose things, we forget things, we still do all of these things. And I think people prefer that. You know, they prefer not to have this plastic Barbie doll in their house tidying up for them. They would rather have a real person.
I think at that point, I was so big on trying to present an image like I was totally together, like you should aspire to, you know, have a house like mine, and then I was like, but not a handbag like mine. Don't aspire to that.
Yeah,
you can do better. So when we're talking about decluttering a handbag, the way I do mine, and I probably do it once every 4 to 6 weeks, I would take everything out of my handbag. And I have confession time again. Wow, this is a very therapeutic session for me. I'll get my little handheld Dyson, my little dustbuster, and I vacuum inside my handbag. Because I have a few, I have a few pockets that are just like, they're open pockets. They're just little slots on the side. Mm. So if I was to fully tip my handbag upside down and give it a good shake to get out any, you know, crumbs or staples or anything in the bottom of it, I think I'd lose half the content. So I take, I will take, you know, when, I don't know, you get a check and then I go to deposit it. So I take the staple out of the check that's stapled to the letter, and then, but I just throw the staple, the loose staple. So when you're diving for keys, sometimes you get a staple under the fingernail.
Oh, ow.
It can be a bit grim. Yeah. So what I will do then is, when I clean my handbag out, I vacuum the lining. And then so everything's out that's in the central compartment, because the things that are in the pocket, like makeup, business cards, things like that, they will stay there. And then I will, you know, if I've got loose coins, I put them in the coin purse, that kind of thing. So for people that are thinking this is a project they want to tackle, I would, if it's your first time decluttering your handbag, I would take it all out.
Yeah, for sure.
Take it all out. Put it on your, I was going to say kitchen bench. If your kitchen bench is clear, then put it on your kitchen bench, or put it on your floor.
Yeah, the floor
put
works.
Put it somewhere. Mm. Yeah, and have a look at what is in there, how much of it you really need. If you've got 10 different lipsticks in there, do you really need that many? Maybe you need, I'm not really a lipstick wearer very much. I have tinted lip balm. So I might have a red and a pink in there. So maybe.
You're lucky.
But for people that are lipstick wearers, maybe put in two, put in a day shade and a night shade. Mm-hmm. Night shade, that didn't sound good, but you know what I mean? Like a deeper color for night, if you wear richer colors at night, and one for the day. Because then you're in your bathroom and you think, oh, where's that pink lipstick of mine?
They're all in the
bag. Oh, now I have to dig in my handbag. Yeah. And like you said, if you've got one or two or a handful of shades that you really like, buy doubles, keep one in your bathroom and then one in your handbag, rather than taking the one you've put on in your bathroom and throwing it into your handbag and then eventually having none left in your bathroom.
Or do what I do and don't keep any in the bathroom, just keep them in the handbag. Then there's only need, because my handbag's only 5 steps from my bathroom anyway when it's at home, and when it's out, it's with me. So I've always got lipstick at hand if I leave it in my handbag or in my drawer.
Yeah, so have a look at what's in there and whether you really need it, and maybe even apply the whole 60-day test or 30-day test. When was the last time you used these items in your handbag? If you can't remember the last time you used your red pen for marking an essay while out and about, then maybe that red pen would go back in your pen pot at home.
Yeah.
And like coins, I know a lot of people don't like, and I don't like coins in my actual purse because
it bulks it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I've got like an inner zip and then an outer zip, and if I have too many coins in the little in the middle bit, I can't zip up the outside. But quite often if I get change, I will throw it in the bottom of my handbag, and that is usually what inspires me to tidy my handbag every 4 to 6 weeks, is I have to pay the kids pocket money and I've got no cash on me, and I'm like, there must be coins in my handbag, so I'll empty it out, vacuum it, get all my coins, dish out the cash to the kids. And that's why I keep a separate coin purse as well, because then if the kids need money for canteen or whatever it is, they know where to go rather than going and grabbing notes. Okay. Not that I carry notes very often either. But
yeah, I don't carry much of anything.
So I would take everything out. And then the things that are in there that you don't use or you can't remember that you've used, don't just leave them on your bench or your floor, rehome them. So if it's like me, if you've got lots of Band-Aids, find your little medicine cabinet and put some of them back. You know, your pens, your lipsticks, find new homes for all of that stuff. And there's a lot of stuff. People keep receipts and things, paid parking slips, all that kind of stuff. Just get rid of it, unless you need it for tax purposes, in which case go and file it appropriately. Mm. But handbags are not good filing systems at all.
No, they're not.
I was just going to say one thing. So I've touched on this. I really like a handbag with pockets and places for everything. But if you've got a handbag that doesn't have those, like we said, try and find smaller bags. So I don't use Ziploc bags because my 10-year-old won't let me have plastic.
Oh, yes. Single-use plastic.
So, but I use, you know, quite often you'll get, like, I'll have like little makeup bags, or someone will buy me a set of, you know, the little miniature perfumes at Duty Free or something like that, and they come with a little zip-up purse or some kind of cosmetic bag. So I will quite often will save some of those and use them within my handbag. So I think if you keep the similar items together in either small toiletry bags or coin purses, like your makeups, your cords, like that's I had a while where I was struggling to not destroy all of my little earbuds, like headphones, because I would throw them in my bag and they'd get crushed and bent and that kind of thing. So just popping some of those items, if you carry a charger, put that in a little purse with your headphones or whatever, keep the things separate. The other thing, which I don't do anymore because I don't have as much rubbish in my handbag as I used to, but I used to do this when my kids were younger, is I would keep either a Ziploc bag or a little brown paper bag in my handbag to put their rubbish in.
That's a good idea.
So when the kids would have like a lollipop and it would be the plastic wrapper off the top and then the stick, you know, and you're always out somewhere and they hand you a stick and there's no bin in sight, so you just chuck it in your handbag. So I would keep like a mini trash bag in my handbag so that all the, and because we've had a few incidents where there's gum or there's a snotty tissue.
Something like, gross.
I don't want that in my bag. Yeah, or like, but it's got to go somewhere.
Or the napkins after they've had an ice cream. Like those sticky napkins with ice cream all over them. It's like, oh, gosh.
So keep a, keep a little Ziploc bag or a brown paper bag or something in your handbag for the trash to go inside. At least it kind of keeps it contained. And then you can empty that out at home and reuse the bag or throw the whole lot out and get a new one just to keep the rubbish from piling up in the corner. Good if you have a half-eaten apple or banana or pear as well.
Yeah, that's true. I probably should get one for my bananas.
You know, you should get a banana keeper.
Yes, I've seen them. They're really cool. Mm. And it would stop smelling out my car or my handbag. I should just really actually, if I just ate them, then that wouldn't be a problem. I'd actually don't need a keeper if I could just remember to eat the banana. But anyway.
Mm. Put a reminder in your phone. Must eat banana. Speaking of phones, so I am similar to you. I have an app on my phone I use is called Keyring to keep all of my loyalty and membership cards.
Okay, yeah, mine's called Stowcard.
And basically you can – the way that mine works is you – it scans the barcode and then creates the same barcode within the app. You can take a photo of the front or the back of the card if you need to. Mm. The store, that kind of thing, and it's a pretty quick process to do. So now if I ever get a new loyalty card, I'll do that straight away and then chuck the card and they're all in my phone because there's so many for so many different things.
It's just ridiculous. I was shopping recently and this woman said, are you part of our loyalty club? And I said, no. And she said, would you like to be? And I said, no. I've got like I just don't care enough about whatever discount or reward I'm going to get. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I keep probably two or three of the ones that I use all the time. Mm. I've kept the cards and they're in my purse and then everything else is on my phone. And if I go into a store without my phone, which doesn't happen that often, but it will happen occasionally, it's just like bad luck.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no... And a lot of the time they can look up your phone number or your name or whatever anyway if you're registered. But that is a really easy way to cut down on clutter in your purse and in your handbag. So I would say when it comes to handbags as well, once you get in the zone of decluttering and keeping it clean and keeping things sorted in there, you will, I think it changes your life because you find things so much quicker. You're going to gain all these days back. But also, and this is what I've found, is that then I think more about the handbags that I choose now to purchase. I don't just buy a bag because it's pretty. If it's not functional now, like there are some beautiful bags that don't have enough pockets for me. So I'm like, sorry, I'm going to have to leave you on the shelf. Yeah. I went through a few phases. So when I had small kids, I had a leather like a backpack with a fancy zip and that kind of thing because it wasn't just my stuff. It was, like you said, I'd either throw a nappy in there or there'd always be water and bottles snacks. Or there'd be a teddy or snacks and a book and, you know, there was so much stuff. And I was sick of my handbag, you know, exploding with stuff or, you know, you drop it and then you've got half your life scattered across the floor. So, and then I went for quite a few years once my kids were both walking independently. I went to a messenger style bag because I really liked having both hands free because I had two kids, two hands. So crossing the roads and stuff. And my kids really had an issue if they had to hold the hand that was holding the handbag. So I went to a messenger handbag for years because I could throw it over my shoulder and would feel my stuff, but I had two hands free at all times to wrangle my two children. So
I've
that
got worked. A few. I've got a couple of messenger bags. Two of my main staple bags are messenger bags, and then the other two are large satchel sort of sized ones. But I'm a big fan of messenger bags, and you know, when you're going grocery shopping, you don't have to leave it in the trolley. It can be on you, and I'm a big fan of that. Crossbody bags, fantastic things.
And now I went smaller and smaller and smaller for years in a row, and now I've just gone
mega
to the caravan. It's like the suitcase, the suitcase with the little carry handles. And I think that was, well, it was pretty when I saw it. That was half of it. Had heaps of pockets, but also I found myself, if I couldn't fit a water bottle in my handbag, I'd take it loose in the car, but then I'd always forget to take it with me. Or if I was going somewhere, I didn't want to carry it. And I thought, if I can't fit it in my handbag, I'm not going to drink as much water.
That does happen to me, admittedly. I have the small handbags, but the water bottle, and the amount of times I have left it on my kitchen counter and left the house without it, it's really annoying. I think I'd still prefer that than the big bags. Like when I carry a big bag now, and like I said, I've got two that I can use, but I don't use them very often because they're empty. Like I throw my purse in, my keys, my sunglasses, my phone, and that's it. And then it's just floating around in the bottom of this big bag.
Well, I'm hoping my big bag comes into its own again because it will start getting cold here soon, and then quite often I'll take a scarf or I'll throw in some gloves or a beanie, and because I might wear those things out in the morning but take them off during the day, then they, you know, I carry them all around. So
you're very prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing we didn't talk about, Tara, one thing we haven't mentioned is those custom handbag organizers that you can buy, like the inserts, because there are some people that have and I used to do this. I had this, it's like a little handbag organizer. So it's like this tiny little, a little tote, I guess, and you put all your stuff in it, and then when you swap handbags, you just take that whole inner bit out and you just move it to the next handbag. And so you never actually then accidentally leave something in your other handbag. You just move that whole inner bit and you just stick it in the next handbag. So I had one of those for a long time and I quite liked it. And then I took it out of my handbag and put it in a drawer, thinking that I would pack my bag every time rather than move it back and forth. And I never looked at it again. I just went minimalist. I think that was my point at going minimalist, actually, once I took that thing out. And but that's another option as well, to make sure you don't accidentally leave something, because that happens all the time, doesn't it? You leave something in the last handbag you used. And so having that thing that you can just sort of pull out and move around can work for some people too. But the Ziploc bags can do the same kind of thing that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, and I guess that will work if you keep all your things in that organizer.
Yeah.
So for me, with all my pockets.
Yeah, it would work.
I would have to declutter my pockets into the organizer and then swap.
Yeah, so that would work well with bags without pockets.
Absolutely. Maybe that gives me a broader range to choose from this year for my new handbag. One of the things that I found was – used one of my little clutches recently that I haven't used for a while, it would seem, because I opened it and I found a 50-pound note in there.
50-pound. Oh, goodness, it has been a while.
I know. I'm like, ooh, how many years has that been? I don't even remember even seeing them while I was there.
That's quite a win, that one.
Yeah, but then I was like, right. So thinking, okay, have I been obeying my own rules here? Because if I have not used it in what would be 4 years?
Yeah, maybe that clutch isn't really.
But then I did use it that night, so it was back to the top of the list.
One use in 4 years. Puts it straight back up the top, does it?
Totally justify that. But, yeah, so there's that downside too, I guess, to not using bags very regularly is, like you said, you leave stuff in them, totally forget about it.
Yeah, for sure, and you lose that favourite lipstick and you've got no idea where it is, and then, 3 years later you've got to donate the bag and, hello, there's the lipstick.
So we would love if you would all confess to us, like we have just confessed to you about your handbags. We'd love you to either join in our Facebook community or on our Facebook page or Instagram. Show us your handbags, yep. And what you've got in them.
Maybe a before and after
if you've
as well.
Decluttered them. Oh, yeah. We'd love to see that. Make us feel better about all of our, well, not really all of your confessions.
I was just going to say,
but all
my confessions. I've got the handbag thing down pat at the moment. I think I'm feeling pretty in control with the handbag situation. I'm a little bit minimalist in that area.
Smart. Yeah, might be something that I aspire to, but not until I get a new handbag for my birthday. I'll keep you posted. Yeah. Please share with us your ideas, or if you've got tips and tricks or hacks for keeping your handbag organized, we'd love to hear them because then we can share them with other people as well and help keep them clutter-free as well.
Yep. Right. This week's challenge is out-of-date food. So this one's actually a really fairly easy one because you've got rules. So the food will actually tell you whether or not it can be discarded, and so it's quite an easy one to do some culling. Poke around in the back of your pantries and especially focus on the condiments and spices because they very frequently will go out of date before you finish using them. It's usually at the back of the pantry, so get rid of it and put some air back into your pantry.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed listening, we'd love it if you'd leave a review or tell all your friends about us so they too can be uncluttered. If you'd like to connect with us, you can find us at beuncluttered.com.au or via Facebook and Instagram, or on our own websites at clearspace.net.au and basklifecoaching.com.